Philadelphia-based acoustic instrumentalist Trevor Gordon Hall is heading to this year's Mariposa Folk Festival. With two successful acoustic albums under his belt, Trevor's musical creative aspirations were upsized by the birth of the Kalimbatar, an innovative acoustic guitar that features the kalimba, a sub-Saharan thumb piano. Trevor's most recent album is Entelechy that came out in 2011. We caught up with him at home this week. So it's great to talk to you today, Trevor.
Yeah, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, I'm very pleased to do this interview. I've had a chance to look at your videos on the website, and I was very intrigued to hear that you were coming to the Mariposa Folk Festival. There are always acoustic instrumentalists on the program at Mariposa, but you're a little different. I thought we probably should start off this interview talking about what a kalimba is and why you decided that putting it together with an acoustic guitar would be a great idea.
Sure. I grew up listening to Michael Hedges and a lot of the Windham Hill guitarists. And one thing that was always great to me was the textures that they were able to achieve with the guitar. And so from a very young age, for me personally, I always loved exploring different sounds. And I fell in love with the kalimba after I went to the Philadelphia Art Museum and I saw they had like an African art exhibit and they had someone playing. And I fell in love with the sound, and so that started kind of like a side trail for me, and I got into the kalimba. And one day, it just hit me. I thought, you know what? The kalimba was sounding a little bit too quiet, and so I thought, well, you know what? The acoustic guitar is a hollow box. What if I set it on top? What will it do? And it resonated through there. And so that kind of started me on this whole project of trying to find the best possible kalimba and eventually the best kalimba parts, and I had to construct and design like a different tuning and layout and trying to find the best way to marry both of the instruments so that both can sound at their absolute best.
Can you explain exactly what a kalimba is? Because there'll be people listening to this interview that won't be familiar with it. I think when they hear it and when they see pictures of it, they may realize it's an instrument that actually has been used quite a lot, particularly in its home country.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it comes from Africa. I think it's about 1,000 years old. And it comes from like what's kind of the broader family called a lamellophone. All that means is you can also call it like a finger piano, but it's basically a wooden box. Sometimes they come in like a hollowed out gourd or a plank of wood, and they're like metal spikes that are on there. And depending on the length, you can adjust different tunings. One thing that was interesting that as I started to get into this is that each tribe in Africa, they found that this instrument was used in various ways and different tunings were used based on the cultural and spiritual traditions of each tribe. So from the beginning of the kalimba or the finger piano itself was changing the tuning and changing the instrument and trying to suit it to what you want. So I took the sound of the kalimba, which is usually kind of more of a rhythmic instrument, and I wanted to try to explore some melody with it. So I designed one that is two octaves of a piano, which all that means is I have black and white keys so I can play any melodic thing. And my most recent project, which will come out in the fall, I've tried to tackle some classical piano pieces with the kalimba and the guitar, just trying to see what the fullest potential is of the instrument combination.
So how difficult is it to play a kalimba? Because, for people listening, when you see a video of Trevor playing, you've got, you're basically fingering with your left hand. And then when you're playing the kalimba, you're using what is described as this thumb or finger piano with your right hand. It looks fairly challenging, even if you weren't actually trying to do it in that situation.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's the sound is really great, and so I always just try to adjust my technique, practice however long it takes to be able to make it easier, but it is a difficult instrument. The way that I'm trying to do it is structured more like a piano, so I'm playing instead of just my thumbs, which is the traditional way. This way is playing, with all five of my fingers on my right hand. But traditionally, a lot of the kalimbas can come in, maybe five. Sometimes they have up to like 12 to 17 keys on them, and you just hold them in front of you, and you just pluck them with your thumbs. And they're pretty intuitive to pick up at first, but then once you start multiplying that, the one that I have now has about 26 tines on it, so it does, you know, get more complicated the more times you add to it.
I'm curious as to the development of the project for this. Were you working with guitar builders when you decided you wanted to try and create an instrument that would allow you to have the acoustic guitar and the kalimba in your hands at the same time?
I did. I first got a kalimba that was a real small piece of wood that had about 8 keys on it, so I looked really great for about one song. You know, I couldn't really do it for very much else. But I was playing a show in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I started to kind of get some friendships developing at the Martin Guitar Factory. And one of the guys from Martin was at the show, and I didn't know it till after, but during the show I said, you know, I always thought it would be cool to try to take this idea a little bit further and build something that could be used really, really in conjunction with the guitar. And so he came up to me afterwards, and he said, hey, I got some ideas, and we sent some sketches back and forth, and then he referred me to another guitar builder who referred me to another builder who referred me to another builder, and so I kind of got a little bit of the runaround, but everyone gave me some good advice, and I ended up finishing the project myself. And then I just hooked up with a guitar builder actually in Loretto, Ontario, which is not too far from you guys, and we just designed a kalimba and a guitar combination from the ground up, and I just got that just back in March. So this will be kind of a brand new version of the kalimba tar.
It's very exciting to hear about this. I'm curious as to whether, you know, you made your name as an acoustic instrumentalist. Then you started to play with the kalimba. Have you explored other instruments that you could use along with an acoustic guitar?
I haven't. I've seen some people who have incorporated some kind of like bongo heads into the guitar. And for me, I have to say that if I don't feel like my inspirations or the compositions or the sounds that I'm hearing in my head, if they don't call for a certain texture, I try not to multiply beyond necessity. So at this point, I don't have any other aspirations of incorporating other instruments, because how I'm trying to explore the acoustic guitar, you have your rhythmic section, you can do bass lines, you can do melody, you can do harmony, and to add one more extra of harmony and rhythm in there, I almost feel like that's enough. 26 extra times on top of 6 strings of a wooden box, that might keep me busy for quite a while, so I don't know if I'll be multiplying beyond that for a while.
It's certainly, you mentioned the word texture, because one of the things that struck me when I was listening to tracks from your most recent album, Entelechy, was the fact that there is an incredible richness to the sound when you have the kalimba in there as well. Can you talk about how it feels from a musical point of view?
Yeah, from a musical point of view, it's just really exciting to me. I've always loved the sound of ringing metal. Like Fender Rhodes have these little tines on them that vibrate, or handbells, wind chimes. I love the sound of ringing metal. So for me, when I'm playing guitar, I love the sound of the guitar, but as soon as I go over to the kalimba, it just kind of ignites this kind of childhood excitement of the sound itself. And to be able to blend that sound with the sound of the guitar, it's really exciting for me. And that's why for this last record, the one that I just recorded, it should be coming out in the fall, I wanted to explore some of my favorite melodies. So I did a couple classical pieces and then, lots of other original tunes. Just to really try to play my favorite music with this instrument combination and to see where it goes. And it's a really exciting, fulfilling thing for me. And I hope that it is for listeners as well.
Is there much of a challenge in the studio? I'm just curious about the recording aspect of this. Do you find much of a challenge actually being able to work with the instrument in the studio?
Yeah, the first... So when I recorded in Entelechy, that was with my Martin guitar, and that was Kalimba, I think, 2.0. I think we're up to maybe 6 now. I've done a whole bunch to try to get the design just right. But at first, it was very difficult to try to figure out how to microphone it the right way and how to get, you know, the best possible sound. But each time I record, I get a little bit better at it. The most important thing for me is just rehearsing and rehearsing so that when I go in, the kalimba stuff is not laid over top of the guitar tracks. It's recorded at the same time. so that's recorded live. So if I have, you know, miss a note on the kalimba, but the guitar part is right, it doesn't matter. I have to go back from the beginning. So I'm kind of approaching it like a piano player. Your left hand's doing something, your right hand's doing something, and just trying to get the best possible take with those.
You mentioned the fact that I think we're now at Kalimbeta 4.0. I'm curious as to whether other acoustic guitarists have actually picked it up and decided to play with it as well.
I've tried to do a lot of research, you know, getting into this project just to see what other people have done, mostly because I hit so many walls, and I just wanted to call someone and say, hey, what did you do when such and such happened? And I couldn't find those people. So it was a really exciting position to be in, but also scary. But since I released IntelliKey, I've gotten videos from people. I think I got some from Croatia. There was one from Brazil, Russia, and someone from the Reunion Islands off the coast of Madagascar, which was so exciting for me. And they sent videos of they found little kalimbas that they found, and they put those on top of the guitar, and they were starting to explore. And that's pretty cool because, to me, it's all about inspiration. You know, I've been inspired by so many things, and the fact that I'm able to pass that on, that for some reason, if this idea has been able to go through me and inspire somebody else, I feel pretty honored to be a part of that cycle. So that's been pretty exciting.
Can we talk about playing live? Obviously, you'll be playing live at Mariposa,
sure,
as well as your regular gigs.
Yes.
What can people expect when they come to a Trevor Gordon Hall show?
I like to vary it a lot. I really, really love some good high energy stuff. I really love some good, you know, nice melodic, relaxing stuff, some ambient tones. So even all the way up to doing Beatles melodies with the kalimbitar. So I think they can expect a variety, and you know, hopefully they'll really enjoy and have a great time, because I always have a great time performing, and hopefully that comes across.
And you mentioned that the new album should be out in the fall. Do you have a name for that?
Yeah, the new album is called Mind, Heart, Fingers, and I recorded it. It was produced by a guy named Will Ackerman, who started Windham Hill Records, and he's the one who originally signed Michael Hedges and produced his first few records. And to me, Michael Hedges was my absolute idol, so to be able to kind of go to my own roots as a musician and as a person and be able to work with that producer for this project was pretty surreal. So this one will be a definite deviation from my previous work, but still a lot of great variety and a lot of the kalimba. So.
And we can expect to see that in the fall?
Yep, that'll be around September.
Will you be playing tunes from it when you are at Mariposa?
I haven't decided yet. I just recorded it, so I don't know if they're, you know, completely fresh under the fingers yet or not. But I'm probably going to sneak in a few. But, you know, most of the other work will be from IntelliKey. I usually try to, you know, play stuff that I will have available for people to purchase, you know, for the CD. So I think a lot of the stuff will be from my most recent from IntelliKey.
Well, look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. We just have a few seconds left. What I would like to do is to ask you how people can learn more about your music.
Sure. So if you log on to trevorgordonhall.com, as well as Facebook, so facebook.com/TrevorGordonHall. And if you have a free minute, you know, and you want to check out what the kalimba looks like and sounds like, there's always YouTube. So go to YouTube, search bar Trevor Gordon Hall, and that will be me.
That's wonderful. One final thing. We're going to play some music from IntelliKey just now, and I would like you to introduce the next track. What would you like us to play?
Mm-hmm. Let's do the song Kalimbitar. So thank you guys so much for having me, and I really appreciate it.